USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A ruling from the nation's highest court means it's a big day for the LGBTQ community. The Supreme Court saying that federal law prohibits workplace discrimination against gay, lesbian, and transgender persons. In other words, workers cannot be fired over sexual orientation and gender identity. The ruling 6-3, Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Neil Gorsuch ruling with the High Court's four liberals in the majority. Gorsuch, of course, was President Trump's first Supreme Court appointee in 2017. An American man is to spend more than a decade in prison in Russia for alleged espionage. Paul Whelan was sentenced today. Prosecutors claim the former U.S. Marine had been given a USB drive with classified information on it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
It's been 3 weeks today since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody, and more lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are talking about police reform now.
Republican Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma said on ABC's This Week that there should be a national ban on chokeholds, the restraint police used when George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis.
Absolutely, we should have that. That is one of the things that we should have engaged in a long time ago. Many departments around the country have already banned chokeholds, and I think a lot of other departments are increasing that now. Some departments just didn't train for chokeholds.
That report filed by correspondent Jesse Edwards. A U.S. Air Force pilot's unaccounted for it this hour after a fighter jet went down in the North Sea. The Pentagon says the F-15C Eagle was flying just off the coast of England on a training mission at the time. President Trump's niece, Mary, is reportedly releasing a book this summer that will say she's the one who provided the New York Times with details about the Trump family's taxes. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's been seven straight weeks of increases for the price of gasoline across the USA. A national average now over $2.09 a gallon, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
That price at the pump is now up over 22 cents from a month ago, but some 59.5 cents lower from a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the highs and lows across the nation.
The lowest average gas prices could be found in Mississippi, where the statewide average is $1.73, followed by Louisiana at $1.74, Arkansas at $1.78, Oklahoma at $1.79, and Alabama at $1.80 per gallon. Leading the nation with the highest average prices, Hawaii at $3.13 per gallon, followed by California at $2.98 per gallon, Washington State at $2.61 per gallon, Oregon at $2.52 per gallon, and Nevada at $2.50 per gallon.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And a tattoo shop in the South is offering free cover-ups for anyone who wants to remove their tattoo that's a symbol of a gang or hate. The artists at Gallery X Art Collective in Murray, Kentucky say they want to do their part to take a stance in the Black Lives Matter movement. One artist saying that having any sort of hate tattoo is, quote, completely unacceptable. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.